Say, are you still looking for those ingredients for that last gasp of the holiday season, the New Year's party, the music that'll keep everyone dancing, a meal that's festive but won't slow you or your guests down? Never fear, we have the combination. Here are now friends, pop culture critic Renee Graham. Renee, always good to see you.
Hello, Robin.
And here now is resident chef Kathy Gunst. Kathy, welcome to you as well.
Hello.
What a great combination. And Renee, this is one of your suggestions, Bohannon's Let's Start the Dance. So we did. Give us another.
Tom Brown's Funkin' for Jamaica.
Oh, boy. Okay. Kathy, now you've got
I'm grooving. Don't talk to me.
You've got the soundtrack. What would the appetizers be?
How about something that's totally due ahead? You make these little cakes, not out of crab, but out of lobster meat with lemongrass and fresh ginger. So like really bright flavors that pop out in the dead of winter, but with the luxury of lobster.
Oh, boy.
And you happen to have some in front of you.
I do. And someone's got to. In fact, I understand, Renee, you might even be allergic to something in here.
Yes, I am.
She's chewing.
Renee,
I'm what
so
you're
sorry
missing.
You're allergic.
I am too. You know, story of my life.
Is it for the shellfish?
It is the shellfish.
So,
yes.
What can you put in here to sub?
You could do it with a white fish, not a shellfish, you know, like a cod or a sole or a monkfish, and just flake it up.
And monkfish is like the poor man's lobster.
That's
right?
A good point.
Or the allergic person's lobster.
That's
as
right.
You think of it.
Okay, so Renee, you know, let's step up the pace here. What have you got?
Okay, we've got these nice bright flavors. You got to have nice bright music. But I'm thinking something a little thicker, a little funkier. I'm thinking Rick James, You and I.
Okay. Okay, so Rick James takes us into our second course, and that would be what, Kathy?
I don't even want to call them courses, because what I want to establish here is we're not making like a dinner party. This is like a dance, rock out, years over kind of party. So these are little bites. So I thought you could make a soup ahead of time with leek and potato and celery root, and you cook it ahead of time. You just let it simmer, you puree it, and then you make this kind of a pesto with chives and walnuts and cheddar cheese, and you swirl it on top. It's a good thing.
It's a fantastic thing. We'll have the entire, I mean, that, look at all the things you just named in that one soup. You went from leeks and potatoes to walnuts.
But
and
I want to tell
you
something,
swirl.
In all honesty, yeah. 30 minutes.
Really?
30 minutes all tops.
Right.
Here's the great combination. If you're going to have a party and you're going to have music, you want foods that people can enjoy while they're moving. And you want to keep the food light. Because you don't want to eat something really heavy and really messy while you're on a dance floor. So you want to be sort of eating and enjoying it. Or even if you're standing on the side with it, still sort of tapping your foot or nodding your head, but still enjoying your meal.
Exactly. I just want to give you one more idea for the soup. Instead of thinking about bowls, you could even serve it in little shot glasses or tiny little espresso cups. So you could just sort of have a shot of this warm, rich soup and boogie on.
Shot glasses, always important at parties.
There you
particularly
go.
For leek soup.
Okay, we're moving on to dessert. The lights are lowering. Renee, what shall we hear?
You know, you want to mellow people out a little bit. So I would always, always go with Ella Fitzgerald. And I think the perfect song, especially for a New Year's party, is This Could Be the Start of Something Big.
You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig. You're looking at someone's eyes, you suddenly realize that this could be the start of something big.
You're at the party.
Great.
And we hope, you know, we just hope if that's your wish for New Year's that there is a start of something big. Or you can eat dessert.
Or both.
Or both. What would you suggest?
I made a very dense, super simple chocolate tart. And what's different about this is I sprinkled it with sea salt.
It's Maine sea salt, of course, from your home state.
I love this Maine sea salt. It's got a really full flavor, a little bit of the ocean. And it may sound weird, but what happens is that the salt brings out a lot of nuance in the chocolate. And you start to taste things you didn't taste without the salt.
But can you really taste the difference between sea salt and salt?
I really, really can. My husband thinks I'm full of it.
Okay, so you decide.
He's like, you just want to spend more money.
You
all right,
decide.
Guys. Here's your chocolate tart.
And it's only about an inch and a half Tall.
Well, it's really good bittersweet chocolate and that little bit of salt and a few eggs. And the crust is just from some crushed cookies. I think it'd be a good way to end the year.
Can I just say, like Ella Fitzgerald, this tart makes me smile.
Excellent.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And it is a less is better. It's small.
This is the philosophy. If each bite is so full, you don't need to eat a lot of it. So if it's really pleasing, then you just need a little bit and you get real happy real fast. And that's a good food philosophy to take into the next year.
Okay. Renee, how about New Year's Day? Well, in fact, you have some reflective thoughts about New Year's.
Growing up, New Year's was very different in my household. My mother's from South Carolina, and so the tradition was always to cook Hoppin' John, which is black-eyed peas, ham hocks, and rice.
Sure.
And the expression is rice for riches, peas for peace. It's good luck to eat it in the New Year. You start preparing it New Year's Eve so that it's the first meal you eat on New Year's Day. And because of its traditions and it has a spiritual nature to it, for me, it's always gone very well with Mahalia Jackson music, in particular the song Walking Jerusalem.
Walking Jerusalem, talking Jerusalem, being in Jerusalem, singing Jerusalem.
So, Hoppin' John as you walk in Jerusalem. Kathy, how about you for a New Year's Day brunch?
I love that story. Well, I know that beans and lentils in general are considered good luck on New Year's. I thought about starting a new year in a kind of healthy way, but also slightly extravagant. So I have a beautiful breakfast salad, which sounds like a very strange idea, but think about gorgeous winter greens. You poach some eggs, you put those on top. If you eat meat, some bacon or some Italian pancetta. And then we saute some scallions and make cheese toast. And I make a dressing out of fresh pomegranate juice with the seeds. And it's like your whole breakfast in one beautiful salad. Mm, so you can feel good about yourself, but feel super satisfied.
And fresh. The pomegranate must give it that deep reddish
color. It's a spectacular color. And the seeds are really good for you, and they give it a great texture with that crunch.
Oh, great. We'll have that at hereandnow.org. Okay, just for a twist, Kathy, you come up with three dishes. Renee, three songs. Go.
Popcorn with truffle oil, chili spiked spare ribs, and how about chicken satay with a spicy peanut sauce?
Ooh.
And I'm going to go with Billie Holiday's Them Their Eyes, Nina Simone's Feeling Good, and Hector Lavoe's Todo Tiene Su Final, which means everything comes to an end.
Which is true of this segment, I'm sorry to say, because what fun, with Here and Now's pop culture critic Renee Graham and resident chef Kathy Gunst. To see all their food and music suggestions, to get recipes, to check out Kathy's video of that New Year's Day salad she mentioned, go to hereandnow.org. It's all there. We got your back. Renee, Kathy, thanks so much. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
to you, too.
Todo tiene su final.